Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The Run for Green Dimapur, a marathon event aimed at promoting environmental awareness and cleaner air, culminated at the Dimapur Municipal Corporation office yesterday. The event brought together officials from Dimapur Municipal Council, district administration and various government agencies and civil organizations to actively participate in building a sustainable and environmentally conscious future. Speaking on the occasion, Extra Assistant Commissioner of Dimapur Imli Jungla Lemtur highlighted that for the first time, multiple government agencies have come together with a shared vision to make Dimapur a greener city. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has honoured India's timeless legacy and heroes by building memorials that preserve history, inspire patriotism and connect generations with the spirit of sacrifice.
A nation is built by the courage of its heroes, freedom fighters, thinkers and guardians of heritage who shape its destiny through sacrifice and vision. The Narendra Modi government has celebrated India's timeless heritage and its heroes through iconic memorials and symbols of national pride. Under Prime Minister Modi, existing monuments have been revived and newer ones built. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of such symbols while inaugurating the new Parliament building.
Desh apne sabhi swatantra senaniyon ko rashtra raksha mein apne aap ko din raat khapane wale aahut karne wale veer viranganaon ko aaj desh naman kar raha hai.
The National War Memorial in New Delhi stands as a solemn tribute to the courage and sacrifice of our soldiers. The majestic Bharat Mandapam reflects civilizational grandeur in a global setting. Together, these are not just structures of stone and steel, but living bridges between past and future. Honoring sacrifice, celebrating leadership, and reaffirming the timeless values that guide India's journey.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government announced a major reduction in the tax on sports goods, slashing the tax rate from 12% to 5%. This move is intended to make sports equipment more affordable, boost domestic manufacturing, and encourage greater participation in sports across the country. The decision is expected to benefit consumers directly while also promoting fitness and a healthier lifestyle. Under GST 2.0, tax rate on bicycles has been also reduced from 12% to 5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. A report
will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland State Department of Youth Resources and Sports and the Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, organized the Sonic Showdown, the Ultimate Band Battle for high school and higher secondary students at Regional Center of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts in Jotsama under Kohima on Friday. The heavy melodies from Government Higher Secondary School Shamator clinched the first position, while the second position was claimed by Off the Records from Hope Academy Dimapur and Afterlife from Jiria School Kohima secured the third position. Addressing the valedictory function, Chief Engineer of PWD Housing Hojeto Shiku highlighted Nagaland as not only a land of festivals but also a land of music. He encouraged students to pursue music seriously, stating that it has immense potential. Project Director of TAFMA, Dr. Hovital Sothu, said that 10 bands from across the state competed in the ultimate band battle. and the 27th edition of the Mokokchung District Football Association MDFA Trophy will commence from 14th October at Imkong Marin Sports Complex, Mokokchung. This was informed by MDFA officials and the organizing committee at a press conference at its office in Mokokchung yesterday. The officials also informed that the winning team will get a cash prize of 2 lakh rupees along with the trophy, while the runners-up will get 1 lakh rupees. Besides, individual prizes with certificates will be given along with honorariums to all participating teams. Vice President Technical MDFA Bendang Nukshi said that around 15 teams are expected to participate in this year's trophy. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.